Let's lock and load with Lance Fisher on Northwest Outdoor Adventures.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. Do you do social media? I do. And if you'd like, join me there at facebook.com/Lance Fisher Fishing. I've got a couple new videos that we've put up here this week, and you can check those out there. And we do little reports and tidbits throughout the week, and I'd love to have you join me. facebook.com/Lance Fisher Fishing. I'm also running salmon trips up on the Cowlitz River, just 45 minutes north of Portland here, and we've got Chinook and six fish coho limit. The coho have started to show up, and I'd love to have you join me up there. And to sweeten the pot, if you don't already have a Washington fishing license, mention that you heard it here, and I'll pay for your day license for your trip. Find me at lancefisherfishing.com for Cowlitz River salmon fishing. That's lancefisherfishing.com. Let's head over to Central Oregon, and I'm being joined right now by trophytroutguide.com's very own Mr. Rick Arnold. Rick, how are you today?
Great, Lance. How you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine. It's nice to have you back on as we've kind of migrated out, or at least we continue to migrate out of these doldrums that are summer for the trout fishermen, and temperatures are starting to drop. And what does that mean for trout fishermen? You guys should probably have a decent 4, 5, 6 weeks of fishing over there, shouldn't you?
Yep, that's the usual drill. We are looking at it cooling down starting this weekend. I think they're predicting rain next weekend. So it looks like we're really into the fall mode, right? Just happening right now.
So much of your fishing, for the guys that have been heading over there and targeting trophy trout, which is primarily what you target, much of the fishing through the summer is done with downriggers. They're done deep. But you kind of go in reverse order and kind of go back to spring as things cool off. You're going to find more of these fish in the shallows, right?
Yeah, there's two things happening in the fall season over here. You're going to get the turnover, and the water is going to cool off on top. And then a couple of the species that we really like to target, the big brown trout are going to be coming into spawn, and the lake trout kind of come into a spawning pattern a little bit behind them, but they're in the fall as well. So, yeah, beautiful time of year. The crowds are gone. The fishing can be excellent, and the browns are coming shallow. So I get pretty excited this time of year.
So speaking of spawn, the kokanee are kind of doing it right now, and they're going to be over. How do they play into the whole scenario? Because during the season and in the spring, they really play an important part in lake trout and brown trout behavior. How are they going to get into the mix here?
Well, you know, as you just said, they're starting to turn. They've been turning, depending on the elevation of the lakes you're fishing. Up higher, sooner, they're turning, and then they kind of work their way down to lower elevation lakes. So, and the thing about them is, you know, there's still the other classes of fish in the lakes, too. And over at Wikiup right now, you'll have the fry that hatched this year. You'll have the one-year fish out there schooled up, too. And then you'll have the 2- and 3-year-old fish that are spawning. So the browns are targeting probably the first two more so, I think, the fry all the way up to the 1-year, maybe 2-year fish.
Let's start
as far as prey.
Let's start with East Lake, as it's probably the highest in elevation and probably the first to kind of become unfishable of the lakes that we're going to talk about. Tell us about East Lake. Where is East Lake at in the cycle at this point?
Okay, the browns are starting to make the move towards shoreline. I'm sure the temperatures, I haven't been there recently, but they were in the low 60s when I was up there a few weeks ago. So they're probably into the 50s right now. We're starting to drop at night. So those browns are going to be circulating the shoreline, heading into their fall spawn. Of course, they can't spawn in those lakes up in that crater, East or Polina, but they make the attempt.
Mm-hmm.
So they are into that. From a few feet to 10, 12 feet, they'll be hitting that area any time now.
Okay. And with that in mind, are the weeds still as prolific in those shallows as they were earlier in the season, or are they starting to back down closer to the bottom?
They're going to start to back down. And, again, it'll depend on what kind of fall you have, how fast it's cooling off, and what the temps are. We're starting to hit some 30s at night over here. So I imagine up there they could be even dipping into the high 20s. So once you start getting those real cold nights, the weeds will start retreating.
Rick Arnold of TrophyTroutGuide.com is joining me today on Northwest Outdoor Adventures. And why don't we head down the gravel road, and I'm assuming Palina is similar in terms of temperature. Do you fish things the same way, or are there some differences?
You know, they're very similar when you get into the fall pattern. And amazing thing, Palina is probably what's kind of cool. When those browns come in that bay in front of the resort there, there's a real shallow bay, I think you're familiar with it, that'll run out, you know, 3-4 feet for quite a ways, 125 yards probably off the public ramp. And in that area, you'll have big browns come cruising up in those shallows. And it's amazing to see some of those, you know, hen browns in the 15-pound range, and the males, a lot of them are 8 to 10, 12 pounds.
Could you go
and
pike fishing for them?
You'll spot them in there. So it's phenomenal just to see them, and, of course, to get a shot at catching them is even better.
Yeah, I mean, you'd almost have to camp out in your boat and spot and cast to them almost like you would pike fishing.
Right, and here's the one key factor in fall brown fishing. Once they're heavily into the spawn, it's a reaction bite. They're not feeding. They stop feeding. But they're real aggressive, and they may be trying to move something out of the way or attack it. So it's more of an aggression bite, and so it's not a sure thing. it can be very frustrating. And ask a bass fisherman that you know, the guys that fish the spawning beds for bass, and that's very productive. It can be somewhat similar in that the browns are doing the same thing, but they're not feeding, and it's important for people to understand that.
Down the hill and across 97, Wikiup. What can people expect as they head over there?
Wikiup was a different deal this year. We had three times the water at the end of this season that we had last year. Mm. And last year was very low. Last year was shooting ducks in a barrel. And almost all the guys that came up through the middle of August till the middle of September was phenomenal for the browns. Of course, the pool was all narrowed down, so they got nowhere to go. This year was really different. They were scattered. There was a lot more water, and it was not near as productive. But they will make their move up that Deschutes Arm, following those kokanee that move up it. And like I said earlier, you've got the classes of fish school still sitting out there, and those browns are feeding up before they go into that fall spawning pattern. So Wikiup is, in fact, a friend of mine 2 nights ago got a 10-pound brown out of Wikiup.
Wow.
So big browns can be had right now.
That's what you're after right there.
That's, you know me.
Yeah, I do know you. Let's get to the other species available over there and head down to Crescent Lake. And are those big 20, 30-pound Lakers going to be available for guys here in the next month?
They are. They spawn deep, so it's a different drill on Lakers, and their spawn will take place probably in November. So they'll be fattening up, you know, before they go into that. So you could knock off, and of course they'll be shallower. You'll see them if you fish up there in November. You can cruise along, and on a calm day, you can spot those Lakers in that. Of course, Crescent Lake, you can see almost 30 feet down, and you can spot the Lakers up in there in those shallows. So it's a prime time on a big Laker, too, in the fall.
Beautiful, Rick. And you've got a trip coming up north, and we've got 1 minute. Tell us about that trip you're about to take.
Yeah, now we're heading up to Kootenay Lake in Canada, 100 miles long, probably 4 or 5 miles wide. Largest rainbows, native rainbows in the world, Girard rainbows. And last year, that's been coming into a peak of the cycle on big rainbows. Last year, the guide up there, Mike Thompson, Split Shot Charters, picked up maybe 30 rainbows over 20 pounds through the winter season. So we're at the beginning of it when the water temperatures drop on top. You're looking for 50-degree water. We troll bucktail flies, 4-inch flies, off planer board lines and pop 15 to 20-pound rainbows.
I love
it. These things are phenomenal fighters. Nothing quite like them as far as I've ever experienced on trout.
I cannot wait. And I hope you're going to take even some small amount of video. I know you've done tons of video and you know, higher-end stuff, but just do some little stuff, too. I mean, we'd love to see that.
We shot a segment with Kootenay Kingfisher Guide Service up there last year, and I'm going to try and make a note to myself to I'll have the camera just do, and maybe some underwater releases. And so I'm going to work at getting more, so maybe I'll have some stuff for you when I get back.
Can you send me the stuff that you shot last year?
Yeah, it's the video's right on my website. I could probably get you.
Yeah, or we could just do a link. Yeah, Trophy Trout Guide.
My buddy landed a 12-pound rainbow out there with a guide boat, probably 2 minutes of playing it, bringing it in, picture of it.
Awesome. TrophyTroutGuide.com. Rick, we'll catch up with you after your trip.
Always good to talk to you, Lance.
Always good to talk to you too, Rick, and thanks so much. And when we return, we're going to close the deal. Mr. Barbecue, Bruce Bjorkman's going to be joining us. We'll be back after these messages.